I'm Michael Edward Miller. You're listening to WTC 88.1 FM. Chattanooga Mayor Andy Burke's annual State of the City address is happening Thursday evening, and the mayor gave WUTC's Will Davis a preview of the event.
Where is Chattanooga headed?
Well, I think State of the City starts with where we've been and then where we're going, and so we know that the State of the City is strong. We've seen tremendous economic prosperity. Our unemployment rate is at record lows. We have one of the highest wage growths in the country for a mid-sized city, and we're at our lowest level of poverty since before the Great Recession. On the same scale, you know, we've had this long work to stop gun violence in our cities. Like a lot of American cities, we've seen the plague of gun violence. Last year, gang shootings were down 30%, and so far this year, they're down an additional 30% on top of that. So lots of things going in the right direction. I think, you know, we are a city of creators. We create products and places and people. And where we're headed is more of these inventive and innovative programs, whether it's on the safety side, creating more affordable housing, more opportunities for young kids and their families. All those are places that we're going to see progress.
What should we be most concerned about?
I think like any mid-sized southern city, we work on those paths to the middle class and how people can grow their incomes. So, you know, we have one of the highest wage growths in the country for a mid-sized city. There's no reason to stop that. In fact, you know, we know that too many people in our city feel like there's only so high they can rise. There's like a ceiling on their growth. And what we want to do is for people to feel like their possibilities are limitless. You know, when we talk about being a city of creators, what you mean is you have the power to create that own path for yourself. And not enough people in our city feel that way.
Tell me more. How do you know that?
Well, I hear from people around the city who feel like, you know, their path is limited. And so over the course of the last few years, we've done things like put together a workforce development office, a new office of early learning, giving people more access to opportunity. And not only that, but we tried to bring more high-wage jobs to Chattanooga, and you've seen that happening. But still, what you want is if somebody today is in one place income-wise, you want them to feel like if I go through the right methods and I put in the hard work, I can actually grow and change my fortune. And this is not just a Chattanooga issue. This is an American issue that people feel like, no, I can do all that and I'm still going to be stuck where I am. And what we need to do is to be a city where people feel that power to move from one quintile to the next and say, if I do the right things, I can get a living wage job, I can be part of the middle class, and at the end of the month, I'm not going to have to worry about whether I can pay my bills. I'm going to know that that's something that's there for me and my family.
How do you measure success?
Well, you know, the way I view my job is to break down the barriers that prevent people from living the life they want in our city. So the more people who feel like they can do whatever it is, whether it's work in a factory or be a doctor or participate in the arts or worship at the place of their choosing, that's where I see success. A lot of that for me is paying attention to, are we bringing higher wage jobs? Are incomes growing? That gives people more opportunity. Are we building parks like we have on Southside Community Park or our new Youth and Family Development Center that's going up right now at Avondale at the corner of Wilcox and Dodson? So these key investments that we make that grow our city and bring more of that opportunity to people all around, that gets me excited. You know, I love, love it when we bring 2,000 jobs to Volkswagen. That's a great day. But there are all these other days that maybe people don't see that are a little bit farther out of the spotlight that give me a smile, too.
After Thursday's event, what is it that you hope people leave thinking?
Well, I think a big focus of this is going to be about how we can all take our place in the city as creators. And if people walk out of there and say, okay, let's have a discussion about what my place is in this growing economy with a city that we know is doing well, that'll be success.
That was Chattanooga Mayor Andy Burke speaking with WUTC's Will Davis about the upcoming State of the City address. It takes place tomorrow, that is Thursday, April 19th at 5:30 p.m. at the Chattanooga Westin Hotel. And if you just search Facebook for Chattanooga State of the City 2018, you can find more information. You're listening to WUTC.